Welcome in the great Chris Harris from harrisfootball.com for championship week. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, gentlemen.
All right, where do you come down on this one, Harris? We were talking about the Monday night game where that same player went and touched the ball all day, fumbles the ball at the pylon, it rolls out of bounds. And there's a lot of people who think that the offense should get that ball back and it shouldn't be a touchback. Where do you come down?
I heard that. I got to say, I don't have a strong feeling of miscarriage of justice when that happens. It feels like, okay, well, you knew the rules, and the rules are that if you fumble into the end zone, you lose the ball. Don't fumble the end zone. I get the logic puzzle of it, where people say, yeah, but if you fumble on the one-inch line, you get it back, and that's a stupid distinction. But it feels to me sort of like the instant replay that where they got to last year, where they were spending so long dissecting to make sure everything was perfectly fair, and this year they dial it back, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is better.
Yeah. 610-632-0975 if you want Harris to lead you to a fantasy championship. Chris, have you ever seen a worse quarterback week happen at the worst time than last week with guys like Goff and Drew Brees and Tom Brady and assorted others who came up big zeros last week?
It wasn't just quarterbacks. Keenan Allen gets hurt on Thursday night and decides that's going to set the trend. Saquon Barkley killed people. You know, Gurley winds up saving himself a little bit at the end there. In the end, the Saints players, Kamara scores late, but Michael Thomas didn't do anything. It was the lowest scoring week of the year. It was for fantasy and for the NFL. It was the lowest scoring week of the year. It did not come at the right moment.
Yep. So now, Chris, we're kind of looking at some teams, and undoubtedly some of the top seeds got knocked out just because of that. So there are significant pieces that are missing. I wanted to ask you about what you thought of this strategy. In some leagues, Jalen Samuels somehow still has tight end eligibility. I think that's game breaking and it's unfair. Where do you come down on the multiple eligibility position players?
No, I think it's actually fine. I mean, Yahoo is the game that has him eligible to tight end. I think the worst thing you can do is take away eligibility once the season starts. That's not fair. Like, he worked out with the tight ends at the combine. He was not a starting running back at NC State. He is an H-back. That's what he is. And if anything, you have to add running back eligibility because he's playing running back now. But I don't think you take away eligibility in the middle of the year. You set the player universe. It is what it is. Obviously took an extreme example of an extreme set of circumstances to get to the point where he's the starting running back
sure.
for the Steelers. I'm actually 100% fine with it. And I don't know how you're supposed to do. He was a tight end at the combine.
Makes sense. Huh? Let's get Austin in Reading up as a fantasy football question for Chris Harris. Let it rip, Austin.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right.
Hey Chris. Finals weekend, my first time in the finals. I'm in a little hole right here with my running backs. I have Jalen Samuels and Damian Williams starting, but I have Derrick Henry on my bench. Unfortunately, I'm on ESPN Fantasy, so I can't put Samuels in my tight end. So who do you think I should play out of those three running backs?
So it was Henry, it was Samuels,
Damian Williams. Yeah.
I don't think Derrick Henry is good. But I can't get away from using them after these 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I think you have to just live and die with Derrick Henry. Everybody
right.
listening is going to have to live and die with Derrick Henry. If I'm choosing between the other two, you can see the ranks on harrisfootball.com are very close. I have Williams 16 and Samuels 18, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough call because you don't know how each game's going to go. You really don't. You know what I mean? The Chiefs could sling it all over the place. Williams does nothing. I guess Ware's still supposed to play. I think he's supposed to play. Is he?
He's doubtful.
He's
been listed as doubtful at this point. So I think you are getting Damian Williams at full strength. But, I agree. I mean, who's Damian Williams? If he's really good at football, it feels to me like the 4 years he was with the Dolphins hanging around not doing anything, he might have done something.
Boy, Chris, you want to talk about quarterbacks and how much damage and how maybe everybody's just too tired after 15 weeks of this stuff. There's old Josh Allen. You have him number 11 at New England. Now, I assume you don't have him there because of his remarkable pinpoint accuracy.
This is a fair statement. Yeah, I mean, last week was different in that he saved himself with a rushing touchdown, but he didn't have the big long run, and it's obvious what's going to happen. The Lions did it last week. The Patriots are going to do it this week. You're going to spy the kid. And he's been spied in previous games as well with a linebacker or a safety devoted to him, but he's just gotten away. And I think that's what you're hoping for. You're with Phillip Rivers. I mean, with Josh Allen, with Lamar Jackson too. We're not starting these guys because the, you know, they have the cheat code for fantasy. And unfortunately, in both cases, we'll see the Ravens later today. I mean, in both cases, you know that there's a 4-interception game looming if that team gets down. You could get slaughtered because there's huge negatives, but there's also they have that running cheat code.
Chris, are there any players out there that you've identified for the risk takers in all of us that are maybe more high variance, you know, rankings aside, that, hey, this guy could be a total flop or could blow up for you in the biggest spot when you need him in a fantasy, especially like if you have a game, say, tomorrow where your opponent has a lot of people going today, they blow up and you need to get something enormous tomorrow?
Probably not Josh Gordon. Normally he might be pretty high variance guy, but pretty low variance right now. The universe of wide receivers is just that's the wide receiver three. That this has been the year of the wide receiver three, the year of the guy who's rated 25 to 50 among wide receivers. I don't know what they're going to do in any given week. Is Mike Williams going to go bananas today? Could happen.
Right.
Could Cortland Sutton go crazy on Monday night? 100%. Robert Foster for the Bills. He's been, you know, make one big long play down the field and his these past couple of weeks, and therefore his game log looks like he's an amazing player. He's not an amazing player. There, I'd say, you know, anybody really from the realm of 25 to 50 among receivers is where you want to look for your upside. The running backs, when you get outside the top 20, can they score a touchdown accidentally? Yeah, it's possible, but this league and the numbers of receivers that are on the field, the reason tight end stinks is because we're all playing four receivers. Right. And so every team's got four receivers on the field. And so I think you're definitely, if you're looking for upside, you're looking for those fast receivers.
Yep. Chris, I think the Rams are going to lose out. I think they're really in some, they're in some trouble. I understand that Todd Gurley now is a game time decision. They got nobody behind him. Goff looks lost. I see you still got Woods and Cooks 13-14, but I think they're going to lose tomorrow, and they're going to lose to San Francisco the last week. So do you see that, man? I see where you got Goff. You got him two spots behind Josh Allen. You're not thinking much of the Rams either, are you?
Well, I mean, you know, I can see my way through to sitting Goff because the teams that have Goff have another quarterback option probably, and if that's the case, then it hasn't been very good, so maybe we should just, you know, maybe we should just give him a rest. I would have a hard time getting away from those two receivers because you talk about upside. I mean, they have fairly safe floors. How are they not catching five balls a piece?
Right. Like,
of course they are, but then, you know, if they blow up, they blow up. If I knew that Gurley was definitely playing, you know, there's no question. And even, you know, you have to wait for the late game to find out about Gurley.
Yeah.
All I can say is if you're so convinced at what, I think that spread has come down. It was 14 and now maybe it's 10 or something like that.
Oh,
and
really?
I got Arizona. I'm with you. I got Arizona at 14. But if you're going to, you know, I think you have a money line bet in front of you where you have a little bit of money coming to you.
About that. Yeah. About that. All right. Well, we'll take a close look at that. And this is it for Chris Harris. This is it for you for 2018. I've enjoyed this very thoroughly all season long. You're excellent at what you do and a great guest. So I appreciate you having you on and wish you a Merry Christmas and the like. All right, pal.
Yeah, thanks very much. How many years? I mean, this has got to be...
It's got
to
be...
Way back to ESPN days, eight or nine.
Yeah, 8 or 9 years. Yeah, 8 or 9 years with you, and I know it's enriched you a great deal. And, there's no need
enriched,
to get a move.
Well, I mean, if not financially, at least in spiritual benefits.
That is correct. That is correct. If not, is a correct statement. All right, well, Chris, appreciate it very much. Wish you all the best, pal.
Thanks very much. Happy New Year, everybody in Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.